Now, it's time to start the discussion of pre-production on your project. You've thought about what you want to say in your film. Hopefully you have some ideas there. And we've talked about what makes fake documentary filmmaking unique and effective in theory. So it's time to bring those things together. But first, a big note. I highly advise that you work your way through this entire masterclass before you start the process of actually making the movie. You can brainstorm ideas for the script and whatnot, but make sure you view all the way through to the end before you start shooting, just in case later advice or discussion makes something clearer or better for you. Maybe part of the conversation about post-production will inspire a creative decision for an earlier step of the process, or perhaps a piece of advice I give in one place will be more useful to you in a different place. The best way to go on this journey is to watch the entire masterclass, then you can revisit chapters of it to refresh yourself as you move into that portion of the process. Now, the first part of our pre-production process is to evaluate your resources. And it means exactly that. This is not about acquiring anything new or deciding what you would invest in if you had the money. This is about being honest and clear-headed about what you already have at your disposal for free. Now, this is where we see the most important difference between the way that people normally make movies and the way you're going to do it. Most filmmakers have an idea that they love, or a script or story that they've read and they want to make, and they go about trying to make that project a reality. We can't do that. We don't have the luxury. What if your beloved idea or your favorite story has a 5-year-old lead character and you don't know any children who could act for you for free and give you the kind of great performance you need? Then you're already operating at a deficit on your project. We don't have any money to make this film, so we have no choice but to begin by being creative about how we're going to make the movie long before we even know what the movie is going to be. And the first place to start is with your camera or cameras, right? This process is similar to reverse engineering. That's when someone takes apart a product that already exists and figures out how it works so they can build another one like that. Except in our case, we're not taking apart another movie, we're taking apart our own. You confused yet? Of course. Let me explain. Unlike narrative films, fake documentary films have the added level of storytelling that the camera recording all of the events is part of the story. Someone in the story is operating the camera. Some people see that as a disadvantage because it draws attention to itself, and maybe that's true sometimes, but for us, it is a huge advantage. Here's why. If you wanted to make a traditional narrative film and all you had to shoot on was an old VHS camera, then no matter how talented a filmmaker you were, you would never be able to get a film that measures up to the kind of quality expected of a modern narrative film. This is not true of fake documentaries. In the Blair Witch Project, half the film was shot on 16mm film and the other half was shot on a camcorder. The anthology film VHS was literally shot in some sequences on VHS cameras. Fake documentaries allow the technology to be part of the storytelling, and the audience is more willing to accept that than they would be if you were making a regular narrative film. In fake documentaries, we have the advantage of cameras not just as a piece of recording equipment, but also as an active participant in the story, which means we have the choice of figuring out why and how it is participating. For example, what if the only camera you have to shoot this movie with is an older generation iPhone? It won't have as high an image quality as a new camera, and you'll be able to see the difference immediately. The solution for that, then, is to make it part of the story. We make the camera part of the narrative. Why do the characters in the story only have an old iPhone to shoot on, or an old VHS camera? Well, maybe the old iPhone is the only camera people can charge in their car after they become stranded in the woods, and maybe the only charger in the car is for their old iPhone that they keep around to listen to music on. Or maybe the entirety of the film takes place inside a single house in 1983, and there was no technology beyond VHS cameras at the time it was made. Instead of ignoring the issue, make it part of the story. Then it doesn't look like you're making do with what you have, it looks like you're making a stylistic choice. So the camera or cameras, that's step one. Figure out how many you have and what they are. Maybe they're new and nice, doesn't need an explanation, that'd be great. Maybe you have one new one, a couple of old ones. Whatever you have, write it down and keep thinking about what the explanation can be for why those are the cameras being used. And once you have that, then we will move on to the next step.